Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
What's going on, you good humans? Welcome to week number 3 of 100 Days to 100Ks, my challenge that I set for myself to run an ultra marathon in the Blue Mountains on May 18th, 100 kilometer race. It's going to be pretty hectic, but my training is well and truly underway, and I'm very excited to bring you today's episode, which is all about recovery and sleep tactics and my week 3 of training, which was actually a deload week. A big thank you to our sponsors, 2X Espresso and their functional performance coffee, the Delta Blend. It's premium Brazilian coffee infused with nootropics to help you feel that coffee buzz and support focus all day without getting too many coffee crashes or jittery feelings. If your normal coffee isn't giving you that buzz anymore and you need a bit more, then come check out 2X Espresso. I love this stuff. I've been using it every morning before I go for my runs. It's a lot cheaper than having a coffee at your coffee shop. It's an instant coffee with a whole bunch of really powerful ingredients in it. I've been loving it. I've used they have a delicious flavor, the salted caramel flavor. I put a spoonful of that, bit of hot water, bit of milk. I actually put a little bit of honey as well, stir it all around, bang, on your way out the door. Perfect for me. It works out to be less than $2 a serve. If you use the code GOODHUMAN over on their website, you get a big discount too. So if you head over to 2xespresso.com, that's 2xespresso.com, you can check out the science behind the coffee and all the raving reviews from customers, and use that code GOODHUMAN for a big 30% off. If you do enjoy the coffee, please tag myself and at the Good Human Factory and at 2x_espresso on your Instagram. Would love to know what you think. If you tag me, I might even send you a free bag of it as well, for supporting the cause and supporting the brands who are supporting myself and this run. Okay, let's jump into today's episode. Today's all about sleep and recovery. Because with my run, there's so many things that are really important to make sure I can do it safely. And I will be having some experts on in recovery over the coming weeks. But I thought I'd let you in on my kind of sleep routine, on how that works for me and the importance of it. And also, yeah, some of the recovery things I'm doing. So for me, the first thing I guess is optimizing my sleep environment, making sure before I go to bed, I'm in a cool room, I'm in a dark room, and I'm in a quiet room, because all these things really make a big difference. So I always try and make sure pretty much from 6 p.m. at night, I only have warm lights in my house. I learned all of that from Nigel Beach, episode 111 on Good Humans podcast. Incredible guy who's a human performance specialist and teaches you how to optimize your life. And he told me all about the fact that we should always be having kind of red and dark lights at night. So I just have a few salt lamps around my house, and I only use them from when it gets dark at night. And also limiting my screen time from 7 o'clock at night. I don't use my phone. I put it on sleep mode, put my alarm on for the next morning, and yeah, try and make sure I'm always in bed pretty early. I also track my sleep and find if I'm taping my mouth at night, it has such a difference on my sleep, making sure I'm breathing through my nose, which is super important. And then also with the amount of running I've been doing, taking naps, I've learned that the science behind that is really good. So if I've had big training days, like I did yesterday on Saturday when I recorded this, I went for 2 different workouts. I had a nice little hour nap, and yeah, I really liked it. So that was a big one for me, to make sure that my sleep is quite consistent and making sure I'm getting at least over 8 hours a night. That works really well for me. But I've found if I'm, yeah, putting dimmers on my light, making sure the light's really light, low in my house before bed, making sure I'm limiting my screen time, and also making sure I'm only having one coffee in the morning, which is what I do, my 2X espresso in the morning, and that's it. Then I just drink a wrapper for the rest of the day and I don't get that caffeine crash at night. So that's a big one for me when it comes to sleep, making sure it's dark at night, making sure the room's nice and cool, and making sure it's quiet has been a big one. And then as well, some of my different things when it comes to recovery tactics is making sure before bed I do a bit of a stretch, and I kind of lie on my Shakti mat, which has been a massive help to get a bunch of blood flow throughout my body before I go to bed. It helps me so much. And then stretching my neck. I use this little neck massager thing called a Tri-Aid. It's got these three different settings where you just lie on your neck and on your back and your spine. It loosens all the muscles, which has helped me a lot. And then when it comes to recovery, I have a little membership at Riggs Recovery in Palm Beach. There's a lot of recovery centers on the Gold Coast, but there's plenty of recovery centers all around Australia and the world, I know. But for me, I've been using their compression boots multiple times a week, obviously been running a lot. So I've been getting in their recovery compression boots, which kind of are these little things that you wrap around your leg, these boots, I guess, that go all the way up to your hips, and they inflate and squeeze your legs really tight and then let go. And I think it's for inflammation. So it spreads really good inflammation throughout your legs so you can recover better. I then also, multiple times a week at Riggs, jump in the sauna. They have a steam room sauna, which has been good for me just to sort of warm up the body. And then I jump in the ice bath they have there, which has been great for cooling down the body and, yeah, helping with that inflammation on my legs, which has just helped me recover so much better. So I've been able to run on less painful legs and also be able to train throughout my week without having too much soreness, which has been massive. I've obviously been only 3 weeks into it, but I've done over 35 kilometers each week the last 3 weeks, which is way more than I'd ever normally run. And the recovery has helped me a lot. And I think that comes back to a lot what I was talking about with Vanessa and Jai, my running coaches, on previous episodes over the last couple of weeks, about really building into my training and making sure I recover so that when I get to the 100, I can do it, yeah, as safe as possible. So there are a couple of things that I've been doing, making sure I'm sleeping well, making sure I'm in a good environment to sleep well, but then also using different recovery tactics like stretching before bed, putting my legs in recovery boots, ice baths, saunas, and just continuing to try and make sure my body is recovering and, yeah, getting the adequate amount of sleep so that I can continue doing the workouts that I'm about to tell you that I did for the week. So this week I had a bit of a deload week. So my coaches were like, okay, first 2 weeks have really put you under a bit of pressure. I've been loading a lot into the body. And your third week is going to be a bit of a deload week. And when I say a deload, I don't mean doing way less, but kind of just maintaining what we did, not getting any bigger. So this is what I did for the week. On Monday, I had, as I do each week, I had a lower body and core session. I did just a little backyard session again. No weights, just all body weight stuff. So I did, what was my session like on Monday? I did a lower body, I did 100 squats, 100 lunges, 100 single leg lunges, 100 calf raises. I then went into a bunch of core work where I did 100 bicycles, 100 sit-ups, 100 ankle taps, and then a side plank and two front planks. I then finished with a 2 kilometer run on the beach with Cara, which was great, and did a nice little mobility and stretching session Monday night. Tuesday, I have my Tuesday morning run club, Salt Social, down at Currumbin Beach, right in front of the Salt Mill coffee shop. About 100 people came down this week, had a good time. I brought Carol, I brought my friend Dean, and I got in just 8Ks this week, came back a little bit from 10Ks last week. 5 minute 24 pace, which was nice. I run with Carol for the first few Ks, then she turns around, I do an extra K or two, and then turn around, which is nice. Just getting out in the community and being around people, being active early in the morning is so much fun. If you live on the Gold Coast or you're anywhere near the Gold Coast and you're like, far out, that sounds like fun, like something I want to do, get out of my comfort zone. You don't have to run far. Carol did 5Ks first week, 6Ks the second week. There's plenty of people who just do 1, 2, 3Ks. It's all about just going for a little run and then connecting with the community, having a swim and having a coffee. So come on down to Salt Social. It's at Currumbin Beach. You can follow at saltsocial_ on Instagram to find a bit more information. But yeah, come get involved. Would love if you came down. Come say hi to me. And yeah, let me know that you're supporting and following the 100 days to 100Ks. So that was my Tuesday, my first run, or my second run for the week, but got that extra 8Ks in. Wednesday, I had a nice little surf in the morning as a bit of cross training. I then did an upper body and core session, which was push-ups, triceps, shoulder surges, and then also a core session and a couple single leg things as well with single leg squats. Which was a good session. I love that. My upper body session's always fun just to mix in some stuff to keep the whole body working well. And then core is so important. Thursday, I had run training, which I thought was meant to be a deload session, and we got told it wasn't going to be too heavy of a session, but it ended up being a 10K session where we did 4Ks of sort of kind of chilled and easy. And then on the back 4 to 5Ks, we ended up doing, what did we call it? We called it a interval? No, I can't even remember what we called it. Anyway, we started building our pace. So we did like 5 minute pace to start. Then the second kilometer was 4:40. Then the third kilometer was 4:30. Then we got down to 4:20. And then the other guys all took off and went down to 3:30. I actually crashed and burned. I was feeling pretty average. I had a few glasses of wine the night before and was struggling, but we're doing a couple 4:30K, 1 kilometers, which is pretty good for me. And yeah, got 9.7 Ks in that morning, which was really nice. Friday is then my rest day. So I had a pretty chill day on Friday. I had a fair bit of work to do. So I actually did a podcast with a friend of mine, Jackie Bell, who was meant to come out. I announced on Wednesday that Jackie was going to be on Friday. We had to reschedule and only got to catch up on Friday and do the podcast. So I did a podcast on Thursday with Vanessa Angira, who is one of my running coaches. She has the most incredible story when it comes to long distance running, moving from being an accountant to being a runner. And yeah, now she's just taking the world by storm and such a beautiful human with a story and some really valuable information to share. So if you go to listen to Friday's episode that just passed, you can listen to Vanessa. And yeah, you're going to love that episode. So that was my Thursday, Friday. Saturday, I was meant to do a long run on the flats and do 18Ks, but I actually mixed it up a little bit because Jackie Bell, a good friend of mine and a pro endurance runner, was in town. We went for a little trail run. We did 12Ks on the trail, which was nice. Did a bit of same trail that I've been doing the last few weeks, a border trail, which is the border of New South Wales and Queensland, which was good fun. We ran a nice little 6.5 minute pace. Yeah, enjoyed that. But then I was like, I still need to do a few more Ks. I was meant to do 18 on Saturday. So a brand that I have done some stuff with in the past called Pyra, they actually do some running gear. So they've sent me some running gear. They have a hike club on some Saturday morning. So I went out to Springbrook Falls and did a 8K hike with them, which was beautiful, to be honest. It was really nice to do a bunch of elevation, walking up and down to the waterfall. Seeing the waterfall was really nice. And then on the way back, I was running late to pick my partner up from the market. So I ended up running back the last 3Ks instead of just walking and hiking and getting a bit of elevation, which took me to doing, I think, 19Ks on my Saturday, which was really nice. And then Sunday, because it is a deload week, I've been given another rest day. So I'm taking it pretty easy today. The footy's back on in Vegas. I'm catching up with some friends, doing a bit of yoga. I'm going to mow my lawn and get outside and put some feet in the grass and get a bit of grounding done. But yeah, that's my week this week. It's been another really nice week. I'm about to get on the road to do a fair bit of travel over the next few weeks for work for the Good Human Factory, running workshops in central Queensland and New South Wales. So it's going to be a bit of a challenge learning how to get the kilometers in and get my training in while being on the road. So make sure you tune in to this week on the podcast and next week's Monday episode, because I'm going to let you know how I go while being on the road and not having my run clubs and not having my community around me for running. So thanks for tuning in. If you're enjoying this episode, if you're a runner, if you're getting into running and you're pretty excited about seeing how I go in this, make sure you follow the journey, hit like or subscribe, give us 5-star rating. But the best thing you can do is just tell a friend. If you're like, oh, I'm inspired by maybe doing some running, by learning a bit more from Cooper, share this episode with a friend. Send me a DM on Instagram. Let me know what your running looks like, what maybe I've inspired you to do, because I'm excited for what the next couple of weeks brings for me. I'm excited for Carol. She's going to do her first half marathon with me by the end of my training. And I would love to know what you legends are getting up to as well. So thanks for tuning in. Thanks for following the journey. Love you all. See you as the week goes on.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.